Today's post and or podcast is a product of Ryan's Rally LLC, an opinion-based website. I can only be held responsible for the embarrassment that I cause myself. All who interact with this website agree that they read and understand the disclaimer. Copyright Ryan's Rally 2013. All rights reserved. Ryan's Rally, Rally for Ryan, We Got This, or any form or combination is a claimed trademark and brand. For private use only. All other use or distribution is prohibited. Today's post is highly informative, yes, but I'm also trying something entirely new. That is, this post is also available in podcast form. It's nothing fancy, at least yet, mind you, but it's something new and I want to try it. It'll be choppy, have poor audio, and not flow well, but things will get better as I learn how to do this. It's not like I have a studio. Instead, I'm sitting at a table in my lower level with all of Ryan's equipment humming around me. Then there's the dogs, the cat, and the construction workers just outside my door. More on the construction workers later. I do have some old stereo equipment from my younger headbanger days. I should be able to run through a soundboard mixer. I'll start looking into this, and a mixer, when the first opportunity arises. For today, I just want to see if it works, and get the process in place to upload it to the website. My biggest issue is I don't have adequate software to trim, clip, or splice the audio. This means I'll need to record it mostly without stopping, in one session. Please excuse me as I stumble over my words. I can confidently say things will only get better. Hey, whatever works to bring people to and back to Ryan, right? First up, Ryan's birthday. This Saturday, September 21st, is Ryan's birthday. Technically, he'll be 24 years old, but to me, he will, perhaps forever, be 19, his age when brutally attacked and left for dead on the cold gravel of the Dairy Mart parking lot. It's hard to believe and accept that this is the fourth birthday he will miss. This year, like every year since, we will leave his birthday present gift wrapped with the hope that someday they'll be opened by him, just as we do on Christmas mornings. If you have the opportunity, you should read my recollection about the night he was born. It is titled Ryan's Eve. Now on to the spa lift. A few weeks ago, a targeted fundraiser was established toward getting a lift that will be able to get Ryan in and out of our outdoor hot tub that we bought over 5 years ago. I spent the month of July getting this hot tub working so that Ryan could again enjoy it as he had so much in the past. He loved when the family spent nights sitting in it and just talking. Now it takes on an even more important purpose by providing therapy to his muscles and allowing his body to experience the pleasure we hope he remembers. I initially set the goal at $4,500, but reduced it to $4,000 just a few days ago. As of yesterday, $2,730, or almost 70%, had been raised. Donations are still needed to meet that $4,000 goal. If this is something you'd like to be a part of, then just go to ryansrally.org and find the easy online donation section on every page. Click on the donate button, enter the amount, and put spa lift in the memo field. Next up, concert series being held for Ryan. The choir at Community of Grace United Methodist Church of Huntington, West Virginia is holding a concert series this fall in different communities around their district. The concerts are a fundraising event to benefit Ryan. Paula Hamrick organized this entire thing. She's the choir director at Community of Grace, where her husband Steve is the pastor. After reading Ryan's story, Paula was moved to help and has been in contact with me. Her prayer is that through her efforts, my family will not only receive some much-needed funds, but will once again encounter the loving grace of Almighty God. The concert musical is called Evidence of Grace. Some of you may recognize that title because the choir, at the time known as Grace Singers, went around singing this musical to raise money to go to England around 2007. I was informed that this is an anointed piece of music, and people gave their life to Christ as a result of this musical. Grace Singers is a Christian choir comprised of United Methodists from Community of Grace United Methodist Church, located in Huntington, West Virginia. Organized in 2007, this choir was invited to England and Wales and sang for many congregations while on tour. During that tour, fundraisers were held for United Methodist Home for the Aged, as well as a local missionary in one of the congregations. When they returned home from across the pond, they sang a fundraiser for a widow whose husband, also a pastor, was murdered at a gun range, raising $2,500 for that endeavor. Paula wants to note that they are not a professional choir as such, but love to sing for the glory of God. After reading Ryan's story, they felt something had to be done in order to assist my family, and the only thing that Paula said she knew how to do was sing and direct choirs. Therefore, Grace Singers will be singing for as many congregations across the state of West Virginia as allowed, with love offerings accepted at each site. All proceeds will go to Ryan's Special Needs Trust for the care and maintenance of Ryan. If you are unable to attend one of their concerts, they ask that you always be in prayer for our family and or give generously for Ryan's care. They will be singing Evidence of Grace, a powerful musical by David Clydesdale and Steve Moore. The group is asking that you please say a prayer for them as they sing. I will post the schedule of the concerts on Ryan's Rally events page soon. Please check that when you can. Next up, deck project. Sue and I are embarking on a home improvement project that would not be possible without the kindness of Blue Moon Construction. And you can see their ad on the right side of my webpage. This company is just so wonderful, so caring, so giving. They're a company with a heart. Okay, so it's mostly for Ryan's benefit, but that's not to say we won't enjoy it as well. We're adding a deck to the back of our house. It's nothing fancy, mind you, but will serve us well. Sue said it best in an early email to John Ronnie, owner of Blue Moon. She said, "We never leave home, so this is basically taking place of vacations, social outings, and normal life, so I want to make it nice." It's true, too. Ryan's and our relaxation takes place just outside our basement door on the wonderful patio that was put in for Ryan a year and a half ago. Expanding this outdoor space upward will allow us more room to enjoy it. It will give us cover for the patio and let us take advantage of it on more days. I'm actually going to have the awning that was purchased through donations on Ryan's wish list placed above the deck so it provides cover for two levels. Blue Moon began this work last Thursday and it should be completed tomorrow or Friday. Blue Moon wants us to be ready for Ryan's birthday on Saturday. Now, the billboard campaign. About a month ago, I received an email from a fellow named John Fite. He's the president of National Outdoor Advertising, a part of Next Media organization. He, like so many others, wanted to help. Actually, he reached out to us just after the attack, but the timing wasn't right with the criminal trial looming. Then I just couldn't find his email, and I thought it was an opportunity miss. Thank goodness he didn't forget about us. He offered to use his business as a way to get more people to know Ryan by providing free billboard advertising in two prime locations, downtown Atlanta and Southwest Virginia. These are both digital billboards along heavily traveled roads. I send him some photographs for each display, and he will scroll these through every so often. I'm using the tagline, One Tragic Night, Lives Forever Changed, RyansRally.org. You can bet I'll be putting the mugshots of Austin Vantreese and Jonathan May of Newark, Delaware up at some point. Maybe on their birthdays. Maybe the anniversary of their brutal attack on my son. For what it's worth, don't be at all shocked if Newark, Delaware is quickly added to the billboard campaign. Next up, the newsletter. On Monday, I quietly released a newsletter that I'd been working on for a few weeks. I sincerely appreciate everyone who offered their suggestions when I showed the rough draft of it on the website. This first one is what I call the Welcome or Newcomer edition, and it is targeted at those who are new to Ryan's story. Still, it has some great information that anyone would be interested in reading. If you want to get future releases immediately, you can easily sign up to get it delivered directly to your email inbox. I'll put these on the website and already have the Newcomer edition online. And this means that you can enjoy it without cluttering your inbox, but if you're looking for ease, then sign yourself up. I made it so that you can easily unsubscribe anytime, if you so wish. Today's podcast is a production of Ryan's Rally, LLC, 2013.